My name is Sherry Stranger, and I'm a visual artist, a creative entrepreneur, so to speak. I'm transformed my fine art into wearable and functional designs.
Great. And you are in Being Seen again this year. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You have one piece in?
Yes, a glass mosaic piece.
Can you tell us about that piece?
I can.
If it has a title, share the title and maybe tell us a little bit about the story behind the piece.
All right. So the piece is called Totems, and it's a glass mosaic cityscape, though I'm sure if you're listening to this interview, you've seen the piece or are looking at it right now. And basically, so it's the downtown cityscape of Toronto, and it's called Totems, and the name comes from the idea of totem poles and the hierarchy of corporate life in the city. I guess it could be any city, really. It just happens to be downtown Toronto. And it's about the struggle to get to the top of the totem pole. Everybody's making their way to the top. Nobody wants to be at the bottom. The piece, color-wise, I was going with a sunset sort of feel, my favorite time in the city, when work is finished. And the sun reflects, like, sparkles off the buildings, because they're all glass towers.
Great. Is this your first time working with glass?
It is.
And how was that?
It was a lot of fun, actually. It's interesting to try to find ways to convey the movement, I guess, and the staticness of different elements of the scene. And I struggled at first with how to differentiate the sky from the cityscape, because the cityscapes, obviously, it's all rectangular buildings and stuff like that. But then it dawned on me to make the pieces irregular to create movement in the sky. So that was kind of an interesting learning experience. And also, it's a very messy art form. Dangerous. Don't do it at home, kids.
Do you find you come back to similar themes in your work over the years?
For a while, I guess, yeah, sort of. I mean, I kind of go both ways, where I do a lot of really urban-centric sort of art, where I like a lot of, like, the street scene, graffiti, and just the hustle and bustle of the big city. But then I also do a lot of stuff that's maybe a little bit more rural, like natural scenes and nature and animals and stuff like that. So I kind of like to go both ways in my way of thinking, presenting myself.
Can you tell us a little bit about your artistic process?
Okay, so for this piece, it was a little bit different, I guess, because I've never done anything like this before, and I kind of didn't know where to begin. And actually, it was kind of funny because I worked on it here at Workman Arts, because I couldn't work on it at home. And I spent 2 days laying out all the little pieces, cutting and laying out all the little pieces of glass. And then once you've kind of made out the pattern where you want it, you would glue them on and then grout it, which was great. Except I finished placing at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And I had to have the piece done on by Saturday, or Sunday, sorry. So I had to then take it home, and there is no way to move that to a new location. So I had to take the entire thing off and go home and then start doing it again. But in that, actually, in that having to take it and move it and redo it again, it actually developed the piece to what I thought was a better place. Because I had to look at it in a different way, I guess, and try and do it again, because there was no way I could actually reproduce the way it was. But, so it was kind of a cool thing to develop it that way. And I've actually just did that in that piece downstairs, that giant painting piece, because it's a collage, a mixed media piece, so it's painting and then collage. And I laid out the entire collage, 5 by 7 foot collage first, and then had to paint it and had to take everything off. And now when I put it back on, it's completely different. But I guess it's good to kind of go through that process and playing of putting the pieces and stuff. Because in painting, you don't really do that. You just put the paint on and it's there.
Yeah.
And there you are.
So you've been in Being Seen before.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what it means to you personally to either have shown in the Being Seen exhibition or to be a member of Workman Arts?
Well, I always like to participate in Being Seen if I can. I mean, I submit every year. Sometimes I get in, sometimes I don't. It's, I guess it's kind of the luck of the draw and what other people are doing and stuff like that. But to me, it's always important to at least attempt to be in Being Seen, and even more exciting to actually be in Being Seen because, well, especially this year is the 15-year anniversary of Being Seen for Workman Arts. So it's a great way to get exposure for Workman Arts as an organization, but also for CAMH and mental health in general, just to raise awareness. And so that's a big deal for me to be a part of that, not only like to raise awareness for Workman Arts and other people's mental health, but my own mental health issues, which I'm just now more comfortable talking about in interviews such as this.
Did you want to say anything more about that, or...
I've been with Workman Arts now since 2009, and while I've been with Workman Arts, it has made a huge impact on my art career, and it's given me focus into the direction that I wanted to go in, being in the Mad Couture project with yourself, and as something as we've done with Workman Arts, gave me basically the idea to start my own business and pursue that wearable art aspect sort of thing. So Workman Arts has given me confidence and focus, and they're all around like a family.